foreign pay more taxes than they should. In my next Social Security seminar, I will discuss how you could maximize your benefits and potentially eliminate or reduce the tax on Social Security. Reserve your spot today by calling 314-641-1010. Securities offered through First Allied Securities, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, this is Mike Ladad with the Diamond Family, and I'm here to tell you about a moving sale you don't want to miss. My family's been in the jewelry industry since 1978, and the time has come for us to build our jewelry heaven. In order to do so, we have to move all in-stock jewelry. Loose diamonds, diamond studs, engagement rings, estate jewelry, all of it is already marked down 40 to 70% off. We'd love to welcome you down to get a great deal. We're located at the intersection of Baxter and Manchester Road, just west of 141 in Manchester in the Lafayette Center. Stop by anytime and pick up a great deal, or visit us online at thediamondfam.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com.
I wrote a song one time years ago. A lot of my stuff has been stolen over the years, my ideas. And I wrote a song in honor of the people who have a job that few people know about, and it's over in Africa when they euthanize or have to kill the older lions. That they have to drag them away. It's called Dragging the Lions. And then these people...
Dragging the Lions?
Yeah, Dragging the Lions. And look what happened. Man. They changed a little bit of it, and then they had a big hit.
Dragging
what do I get?
Line.
Tommy James stole it.
Yeah. Where do you go, Tommy? What do I get? Nothing.
Man.
Yeah. Thank you again for allowing me to talk to Tom Charleville. Dierbergs, thank you, Dierbergs, for selling his coffee and keeping your word.
And giving him good shelf space.
And giving him good shelf space. Yeah. And saying that, Tom, if you can get it together and you're able to get this thing produced and get it to market, well, yes, absolutely, we will be happy to put it in Dierbergs. And they did. And then there's that other chain that said the same thing. I saw it in writing, and then they didn't. So get to Dierbergs and get yourself some Clipper coffee. Did we do the Burke segment? We didn't, did we?
No.
Does anybody have anything to say?
I don't today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, nothing?
No.
Okay, no Burke segment. No Dr. Doug either today. So here's what we'll do. We're going to open it up to you. Anything. Anything goes. No F word. Okay. That's off limits. Most cell phones, star, KTRS. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. I will tell you, though, that 888 thing, there's one line that comes in on that number. The others have multiple lines, so that's a last resort, the 888-550-KTRS. We will start, if I can see, yeah, there you go, with Larry. Larry, how are you?
I'm fabulous. If you did the text line like McGill does, I could text you a picture of a can of coffee I just bought at Dierbergs.
Oh, great. Good for you. I don't do the texting thing because I like to talk to people.
I gotcha.
I'd really rather talk to you.
I was glad to listen to what Tom Charleville has gone through, and I'm proud to support him.
Thank you. And he thanks you. I thank you. I like the coffee. Look, I can't guarantee that everybody's going to like anything,
right.
But they're giving it a shot. That's all he asks, and thank you for that.
You bet. Have a great day.
All right, Larry, you too. Here's Sean. Sean, how are you?
Oh, doing great. How are you guys?
Let me check. Sean wants to know how we're doing.
Good.
Oh, yeah, good.
We're doing great.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, Frank, I know you're kind of a nut on flashlights. And
or maybe I'm just kind of a nut, period. Yeah, I like flashlights.
So I've got some of those Surefire.
Oh, let me tell you something. Surefire was one of the first companies to revolutionize flashlights and make them completely different products. At one time, Maglite was a big deal. Are you familiar with that? They looked like a baseball bat, and they took about six D-cell batteries, and you put any one of those lights up to the weakest Surefire, and it's a joke.
Yeah.
Surefire makes great stuff.
But so what's better, the LED bulb or just a regular Surefire bulb? And how does lumens like play into
lumens is everything, because it used to be candle power. They used to sell lights to go a million candle power. Well, candle power doesn't really matter. Lumens is a big deal. And as far as the bulbs, I'm not an expert, but I like a high intensity discharge bulb. It's the same bulb that these cars with blue headlights have, and it casts a bright blue light. And I have one light that is a 3,000 lumen HID bulb.
Wow.
Yeah, you shine it on somebody standing 100 feet away, it'll burn their eyebrows off. I mean, it's a bright light, and I have a 3,000 lumen light you can hold in the palm of your hand. It's $300, a lot of money for a little flashlight, but
man,
and it takes eight of those little fat, stubby A123 bulbs. Surefire makes those Surefire makes those batteries, too.
Yeah,
that's one brand. No, Surefire's a good product, okay?
Yeah, I got a few of them on eBay a few years ago. It's I don't know, it's the M951. It's a weapon light. It actually has a mount for the rail. But they were going like crazy for like $50 and $60.
No, you can buy a great rail light for a handgun for all day long for $50 to $100.
Yeah.
And it's plenty of light to light up the room and get the bad guy.
Yeah.
All right?
All right, hey, thanks, AM and the PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Look at these phones. I love this. It's my favorite thing to do, talk to people. Let's talk to Dan. Dan, how are you?
Hey, Frank and Ian and Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan says hello.
Hello, Dan.
Hi, so anyway, over the summer.
Anyway.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's all right.
So I've gone to First Community. I bought a car from Johnny Londoff.
Good for you.
And today, I bought my first can of Clipper coffee.
Yeah. Wow. It's already flying off the shelf.
The movement has started, man.
And I wasn't supposed to be off today. Normally, my day off, you know, it's not my day off, but I had to work the debate over the weekend. And then I've been trying to get the Clipper coffee. I went to Bed Bath & Beyond and got one of those Keurig containers, and then I went to get Clipper coffee, and I got the last can off the shelf.
All right. Maybe the words are getting out.
Yeah. So, anyway, I just wanted to call in and say
that
I've been a listener for quite a while, and thanks, guys, for the recommendation. I'll enjoy the coffee.
Let us know. Shoot me an email. Let me know what you think. And by the way, if I get an email from somebody going, it's just okay. Hey, not everybody likes Coke or Pepsi. Not everybody likes, that's just the way it goes. But I think if he's behind it, it's got to be a pretty good coffee. So thank you for helping him. We appreciate
it.
Sure. All right, Dan.
All right, bye.
Well, and he said, too, because a lot of people have those Keurigs now.
Right.
And you can buy, he said he went to the store and just bought the...
Ours came with one. It's got a cup you can put your own coffee in.
Yeah, so you can get the...
And it's also going to be available in the Keurig cups here, I don't know, in a few months, I hope, if you can get them in the stores and sell enough. Dan, how are you?
Good, how are you guys?
Great, what can we do for you?
Well, AM and PM, of course.
Hallelujah.
So I had emailed you, I guess, about a week or 10 days ago in regards to a show topic about the salaries and the jobs.
I have it in front of me. I mentioned it twice and have not gotten around yet to doing it, but it's a great idea, and it's time to do it again. I appreciate the email, and yes, we're going to do it.
Well, good. I guess I was just listening for it then.
Yeah, we could do it. We can actually start it now if you like. What do you do for a living?
I'm actually a nurse practitioner.
Okay. Well, nobody knows anything but your first name. What do you make a year?
I'll be 120, 130-ish.
As you should, because nurse practitioners are, to me, in many cases, every bit as important as the doctor. You guys can write prescriptions now, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, no, nurse practitioner,
so nurse practitioner is
a higher level than a registered nurse.
Okay.
Correct. A nurse practitioner can actually, in many cases, write a prescription. So, good. You've started it now. You've started the thing about, hey, what are you doing? How much you work? Nurse practitioner. You think that's pretty, how long have you been at? How many years do you have in it?
Oh, 16.
Okay, so at 16 years, you could be looking at about 120.
Is that the same amount of schooling that an MD would need?
That's a good question. How much school do you have to do after 4 years of college?
If you go full time, now you have to have your doctorate. But you can do that in three. If you go full time, I believe, but you'd probably take four.
So you got 4 years of regular college and three or four to get the doctorate.
That's correct.
Yeah, I'm out. Yeah, that's too much studying for me. Thank you, Nick.
Dan,
I'm sorry. Dan, yeah, Dan's the guy. I still have the email. He said a few years ago we did that thing about, hey, what are you doing, how much you make? It's pretty interesting. Look, everybody or most everybody always wonders about what other people make. And you kind of assume that other people make more money than you do, when in fact you'd be shocked sometimes to find out they really
don't. I should have asked him. He's gone now. Because that's about, what, is medical school on top of regular, doctor? Six more years, maybe?
You got me. I think it's at least six after the 4 years of college.
Okay. So I wonder if that's the, if you're deciding which direction to go, if that is the determining factor, if you don't want to do...
Yeah, because if you do that much, why not just go on and be a doctor?
The position is...
Schooling is not as expensive.
I don't know the stress. I don't know because I don't know what the hours are. Are you called as much as a nurse practitioner as a doctor would be, or is it?
We do. My wife and I are in touch with, I think, nurse practitioners more than we are the doctor. Doctors somehow seem to be very difficult to get a hold of.
Yeah.
Nurse practitioners, they're there for you usually.
My daughter's doctor, when she was with a pediatrician.
You have a daughter?
Yeah. I know. I don't talk about her much, but yeah, I have a daughter. But anytime we would call, and if her doctor was completely booked up and booked up for a while, they go, no, you can come in and see the nurse practitioner. And we saw Sue, the nurse practitioner,
many times. 90% of the time, she's all you needed.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
She could handle whatever needed to be handled, answer whatever needed to be answered. Let's go to the... Now, hold on here. That was the wrong button.
Where'd you go?
This is Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Frank, how are you?
Good. What can we do for you?
I am AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Long-time listener. Been listening for about 30 years, and I think this is the third time I've called in. So, once every...
Well, call it every 10 years. I don't think that's excessive.
No, I don't think so. Hey, I know you're a connoisseur of advertising, and unfortunately, I only get to listen usually a little later than this, so I don't know if you've talked about it, and hopefully you've heard it by now. Have you heard the ad that's running during your breaks, where at the end, it's a long commercial for a vendor, and at the end, they say... it's too good to be true.
Yes, I have heard it, and I know exactly what you're about to say.
Well, if you
say that in a commercial, you've just said it's not true.
Exactly. You have to follow that up. You cannot just say it's too good to be true. Goodbye.
Yeah. You might as well just say everything we just told you is not true.
No, I
could not agree with you more.
I was hoping you hadn't talked about it yet, and I was hoping you had heard it. So.
I heard it, but I had not mentioned it, and thank you for bringing it up, because I don't think people sometimes just stop and listen to what they've recorded. Because here's another one. When you hear somebody say, you get in, the sale ends tomorrow. You want to get in now because you'll never see savings like this again. Well, you might as well close your business after tomorrow, because you've pretty much told everybody, hey, after tomorrow, we're going to screw you over.
Yep, cross that one off my list.
My
sure,
goodness.
Absolutely.
All right, Nick, appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Frank. Have a great afternoon.
Yeah, he's right. If you think about it, hey, it's too good to be true. Well, okay, then it's not true. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm fine, Frank. How are you today?
Fantastic. How can we help you?
I don't need any help, but I wanted to tell you I scratched one thing off my bucket list 2 weeks ago.
What was that?
I'm a huge autograph hound. I have probably close to 1,500, 2,000 autographs on different things and all that. I do, and my wife is not crazy about it, but you'll never guess who I got to meet 2 weeks ago.
John Carney?
Dan Strauss. Oh.
William Shatner.
Whoa.
William Shatner.
Yeah. That's a big... and he was really, really nice. And I didn't realize this, but he and LeVar Burton, who I also got autographed, they're huge germaphobes. So usually I like to shake the hand of the person I'm getting an autograph from and just say hello to them and, you know, just get to know them. And neither of them would shake your hand. You had to give them a fist bump, you know. And I thought that was a little slighted, but whatever.
I got to tell you, so I think it's kind of weird. Unless the person really looks grody and gross and disgusting, I don't know that shaking people's hands is that big a deal.
Howie Mandel started that fist pump thing.
Yeah,
didn't
he did, because he's a huge germaphobe.
And I have one other thing. You opened up a can of worms, this young man talking about too good to be true. The one thing that really gets me at late at night, they'll, because I live out in the country and I go through a lot of weed eaters, and I see this advertisement for these indestructible weed eater blades that fit any weed eater, and it goes, these are the only ones you'll ever need, and they send you three. But wait, if you call in the next 10 minutes, we will send you a lifetime supply, and it flashes like hundreds of them all over the screen.
Yeah.
Well, if these are indestructible,
why do I need
a lifetime of them?
Exactly. Why would you need one? You know. That's all you need, one. No, you're right.
Hey, you won't remember this, but back in 2003, I sent you an email about how you were the best thing that you guys, your show was the best thing for my day, because in 3 months' time period, I lost my dad and my grandparents, and it was just a really bad time for me. And I doubt you remember this, but you actually picked up the phone and called me after I sent that letter, and I still have the email, and I still remember you calling me.
I don't remember that, but I can see I can see why you said what you said, because back in 2003, this was a good show.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? It was.
Remember when we had
this? It's kind of gone downhill from there.
No, it's gone all the way downhill, but I'm so glad when you needed for it to be good, it was good.
Thanks a million for taking my call.
Hey, thank you for staying with us. We appreciate it. So that was 2003. He's been with us for, hang on, this is 2016. So if he was listening in 2003, he has been with us.
16,
he's been listening
53 years.
He's been listening with us.
Wow.
That's a long time. That's loyalty.
Yeah, it is.
Buddy. Steve, how are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
That's the best way a person can be. What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to tell you, I've got a bottle of Dom Perignon here I'm about to break open.
Ooh.
And I call this the Clipper Coffee of Champagne.
Oh, that's good. No, that's
see what
good.
He did there.
That's good. That is very good. If Tom Charlevoix is listening right now, he's got a big grin on his face.
He might want to use that.
He might. Thank you, Steve.
Okay,
was there anything else? I guess not.
That's it.
Oh, thank
see you.
It's a Steve twin spin. Here's another Steve. Steve number two. Steve, how are you?
Hi, guys. AM and a PM, of course.
Thank you. Of course. What's up?
I was telling Dan, there's a lot of emails out about this political thing. I know that's hard to believe.
What political thing?
There's an election coming up. Maybe you didn't hear that.
I have not heard about it. No.
So it showed a picture of Ted Kennedy and Clinton, and the caption read, "One drowned a girl, one raped a girl," and the caption said, "I'm sure glad we didn't say anything dirty."
Yep. Heaven forbid you say something on a bus. It's okay to drown people and rape people, but man, don't you say that you kiss women. You just walk up and grab them and kiss them.
Or let the women say something out of turn, and then it's just empowering women. So my hat's off to Amy Schumer, I guess.
Steve, I got to tell you, I wasn't going to really mention this, but Peon, off the air, I told him, I got an email this morning, which means it might have come in last night, and this woman said to me, she was mentioning that I had talked about Donald Trump, and I said, I remember saying it yesterday, I said, if in fact he does go up and just grab women by their private parts, I said, he's a pervert if he does that. I think he's just talking, just blowing smoke. But I said, if he does, he's a pervert. And here's what she says to me in her email. She says, who are you to judge people? What?
Oh, Frank, you're terrible. You're a terrible person.
I reread it. I thought maybe I misread it. No. Well, who are you to judge people?
Well, I'll only listen to you one more day, then. That's all there is to it.
Okay, that's all we can ask. Thank you, Steve.
All right.
They say I love texts. Nah. you can't get a feel for who's listening through a text. We should break, shouldn't we? Because we have business to do.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Am I right?
Yes.
All right, Dr. Doug was not able to be with us, but I need to just give a quick credit to his sponsor. Had he been, he would have been brought to you by Laclede Cab. You know they're the AM and the PM cab company. And you know, I hope, that this is the 70th birthday of Laclede Cab. So for 70 years, they provided great, clean, efficient, on-time, courteous cab service to the people around the St. Louis area. We are going to do some traffic, and when we come back, we'll check in with John Londoff, who you'll notice now every day he's more and more excited because it's getting closer and closer to duck season. But first, Tim Weiland has traffic. Tim?
All right, Frank, it's really a mess out there, especially on southbound 55. You've got the X-Net that is just before 4500 South Broadway. You've got the other one that's at Gasconade, and then they have the highway shut down at Arsenal. They're diverting traffic to Arsenal. A lot of people are bailing out on Broadway, so that's getting pretty heavy going south. Also on Graboid, but let's be reminded that Officer Snyder's wake is today from 4 to 9, and right now they have a lane down each direction on Graboid in front of Acutis between Valcor and Laclede Station. It looks like we may have a new incident now on southbound 270 just before Highway 40 because it's a solid jam back approaching Page. And then from Highway 40 down, it's just a little slow pockets here and there. Westbound Highway 44, you're jammed up now from Jefferson out through a little bit west of Kings Highway. Then you're slow again, Lindbergh down through Highway 270. And it looks like we still have stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 270 from McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Tucker Allen. Tucker Allen Law Firm providing complete will and trust packages at a fixed cost. Estate planning is the only thing they do. Learn more at TuckerAllen.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
All right, now thank you, Tim. Real quickly, before I bring John Londoff on, that last commercial, we have a friend of the show. These guys know who it is. I'm not going to name her, but she's lost her son. Her son was 55, and he didn't have a will. I talked to her the other day. She says, you cannot believe what a nightmare. Now, he didn't have a lot, but even so, she said, everybody, please, she said, if you could just go in there and tell him, get a will. She said, it is, you can't believe the hoops you have to jump through and the hours you have to spend to get just even a small, they call it a state, no matter what it is. So I'm sure John Londoff would agree with that, right, John?
Yes, Frank.
And people that are 40 or 50 don't get wills because they think, well, I'm only 40 or 50, I'll get one later. You get hit by a truck tomorrow, and you wish you had one. So, I'm sure you have a will. I'm sure I'm in it.
No, you're not.
Okay.
But I will tell you that I think the world of you, Frank.
Not obviously not, or I'd be in the will.
I will tell you that I think you helped sell a lot of cars here for Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
All the more reason I should.
And I will tell you, we have quite a few pictures of you around here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet because if the AM and the PM crowd that comes, they know I like pictures. I have a lot of pictures.
Well, if you have a lot, that means many of them are the fat version of me.
Oh yeah.
We need to update those.
You know, again, I was on a roll a little bit. I was telling my story.
You can't win. You cannot win.
You, bam, just cut my legs right up from underneath me there, Mr. Pinion. That's okay. Win. That was my dad's line. Son, if I was in a meeting and I opened up my mouth and said something, I probably should have just stayed quiet and not say anything. He goes, hey, son, you know, you cut my legs out right up from underneath me there. You know, don't do that.
That didn't sound okay, like that. I remember your dad's voice. It didn't sound like that.
Of the two of us, who do you think can imitate my dad better, you or me?
Me.
God, I know it's your show. Yeah. I know it's your show. I know it's the number one show probably
in the world.
Well, in St. Louis. Yeah. Yeah. So it's a
show, and I know you. I mean, you know, and I've already told you I love you, and you know.
Somebody's trying to email you. You know, this is, I don't know about a lot of people, but you know what my favorite kind of day is to buy a car? Kind of cloudy, cool. Well, look, like today, I just looked out the window. Yeah. Hey. It's the perfect day to shop for a car.
Yeah,
it is a perfect day to shop for a car. And let's talk about a couple of buyers that are AM and the PM.
Oh, we'd love to hear about it.
Stephen Murphy from Afton. Stephen Murphy took delivery, picked up a new 2016 Chevy Cruze LT.
Yeah. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Stephen Murphy.
Nathan Noah, brand new 2016 Silverado from South County. Nathan Noah, AM and the PM.
Need a new Chevy? Want to know where to go? Why don't you just ask Nathan Noah?
go.
Thank you so much.
That was quick.
Thank you.
That was quick.
Thank you.
Mimi Landoff even said that about you. She said, you know, Frank is quick.
Well, she meant something else.
With your joke. Karen White. Karen White from Florence, Missouri. 2015 Chevy Impala. All AM and the PM, and they absolutely love
it. Want to buy a Chevy? Want to do it right? Why don't you just talk to Karen White?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
That's
you.
Right, please. But it is. It's a great time to buy a vehicle. We're right here in the, you know, not quite the middle of the month. What is it, the 12th of October?
That's close.
Wednesday night. We're here. We're late, late, late. You know, this month ends a long way from now, so we got a lot of cars and trucks, a lot of vehicles that we need to sell. And, you know, when Chevrolet looks upon their top dealers, like General Law, Chevrolet, that means we have got to make some transportation dreams come true for the AM and the PM crowd. And, you know, at Johnny Law and Duff Chevrolet, we love the AM and the PM
crowd. You know,
crowd.
I got an email here, and I get lots of emails requesting Dan to play the Johnny Law and Duff jingle. I've even gotten them requesting that you, John, sing it. But here's one that wants both. Dear Frank, I just realized something we've never heard before, and that is John Landoff singing his jingle with Dan on the harmonica. Longtime listener, AM and the PM. I think that's...
Okay, you're right. All right, right. Hold on.
Give him a note. Wait, give him a note. Just here. Wait, hold on. Hold on. He should give you a note. Okay, that's the key. Ready? Go ahead.
Ready? One, two, three, four.
Johnny Long Dog's Chevrolet, by the low over his way.
Oh, my goodness. That was
awesome. Wow.
That was unbelievable. That was great. I might add,
Dan,
not
Dan,
rehearsed.
We should get together. I think we should cut a CD.
Oh, we should.
You on the harmonica, meet me on the...
Oh, heck yeah.
That call?
Yeah.
Now, what call was that? Was that a I'm hungry, I'm coming for dinner?
Yeah,
was it warning, there are hunters on the ground?
No, that's a Frank quit interrupting Johnny when he's on a roll.
I cannot believe.
You can't win.
No, wow. You can't win. You know how you win? Don't say anything. That's how you win.
No, that is a that's a comeback call. That's like when they come in, you don't move, you just wait to watch them because they're very skittish, and the birds will look at the hole and they want to make sure it's safe.
What?
No, don't we all?
Yeah.
Don't we all want the hole to be safe?
Check around in there, make sure everything looks okay.
Make sure it's safe.
Sometimes we're a little hesitant.
Now, how do you learn that? Do you buy a CD that says cut one, duck call?
Cut one.
It says cut one. And then it says, now the sound of a duck warning other ducks. And then you hear it and you learn to repeat. Is that how you learn it? Like
here's what happens. For example, you get a good buddy, like a buddy of mine, Steve Potter, many, many, many years ago. He's the one that got me into duck hunting. He taught me how to blow a duck call. He got me the cassette tape and a Haydell call. One day I was blowing a duck call, and he says, hey, let me see that thing. And he looked at it, and he threw it out the window. And he goes, don't you ever blow a duck call in front of me until you learn how to blow a duck call.
Wow. That is
whoa, that's tough talk.
That's tough. That is
love,
tough.
But
that's
guess
tough
what? Love. It made me say, you know what, I got to practice a lot harder. I need to practice more. So, I mean, right now I always have duck calls in my car, and I'll practice, you know, the neighbors hate it, but this time of year I'll be on the patio.
If you want to learn the duck call, you talk to Steve Potter, because when it comes to teaching it, nobody's hotter. Thank you.
Did you just call my buddy Steve Potter hot?
I said nobody hotter as a teacher of duck calling.
My buddy,
he's the
Steve
hottest. Hot. No, he's the hottest duck call teacher out there.
He kind of just calls
my
friend hot.
Mr. Potter! Don't
oh,
laugh.
My God.
Don't
laugh. So listen, we're going to be here late tonight. Got some customers I need to go talk to and help sell a few more vehicles, because that's what I love to do. We sell transportation dreams, but we love absolutely love and adore the AM and the PM crowd. Please make sure you tell them immediately your AM and the PM when you call us, when you email us, when you contact me.
Is there somebody in your office?
Yes.
I heard somebody cough.
There was a clearing of the throat.
Somebody went.
Somebody doesn't know the rules of broadcasting, and they cleared a throat.
Matter of fact, he just stepped outside.
Because he's embarrassed.
Jimmy Sappa just stepped outside.
He didn't want to be called out. That's right. Yes, we will send you a ton of business if you'll give us your phone number.
I will. I will, and I appreciate this, Frank. 314-837-1800. Again, 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. And we are not kidding you. This is the best place to come and buy a new Chevy car, truck, SUV, or pre-owned vehicle. We will take great care of you.
I think there are many former customers and present customers who will help back that up. Be ready because they're coming. We're sending them. They're on the way. Okay? That's duck talk for okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you, John.
Thanks, Frank. Bye-bye.
You got to be very careful. If you step on one word,
yes,
he changes personalities. Mm-hmm. His personality changes. A way to cut my legs off, come to me. You have to be so careful with advertisers. That was John Londoff. You know where he is? The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Londoff.com. We need a break, or can I talk about teeth?
Yes.
I would be happy to talk about teeth. I, for the first time, am a little apprehensive about my next visit to Ballas Dental Care. Not because I'm nervous about it's going to hurt. I have chewed so much bubble gum because of my grandson that I'm not kidding. I think they might look in there and go, you've been chewing a lot of gum or something? Because maybe it's doing something to my teeth. I hope not, because I really like it. Hubba Bubba Bubble Tape. That's what I'm on. And that's not even what my grandson was chewing. He was chewing a double bubble or something. And I chewed a piece, and then I was in the store, and I saw this bubble tape, and I thought, wow, it's even better because it's soft. You know how sometimes those little, what's the other one? A double bubble, and what was the other big one?
Bazooka.
Bazooka.
Yeah.
Sometimes if they're in the even cool air, they're hard as a rock.
Mm-hmm.
Break your teeth out. So this bubble tape is always soft. I've been chewing a lot of it. I hope. I'll know. They'll tell me. They'll go, hey, man, back off on the bubble.
On the two full packages you're eating every day.
No, I am. I'm going through two of those big pink.
I think I can maybe head you off and say maybe cut back already before you go to the get the report.
I love it. And it's like a guy chewing tobacco because I chew it just till the flavor goes up.
Right.
And then out the car window. And then another big old foot-long piece of that bubble tape. I absolutely love this stuff, and it's becoming a problem. And
yes.
I'm going to call Betty Ford and see if they have a division for getting off bubble gum.
Have you in the dentist chair and say, how many cases are you ordering again from Amazon?
I did. I ordered two cases from Amazon. Deliver them right to the house. Listen, whether you have a bubblegum addiction or you don't, whether you were in a dentist's a chair 6 months ago, maybe you haven't been for 6 years or 16 years, I'm talking to all of you. And I'm telling you that even if you say, oh, I'm fine with my dentist, and fine is not good enough. If that's all you say is, I'm okay, my dentist is okay, then you need to make an appointment at Ballas Dental Care, because I mine's not just okay. My dentist is fantastic. And anybody who goes to Ballas Dental Care will tell you they love, that's right, something you never hear about going to the dentist. I love going to my dentist. That means they go to Ballas Dental Care. I hear the other commercials and I laugh. I go, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, they sound pretty good, but if they only knew the difference between that place and Ballas Dental Care. Find out for yourself. Make a first appointment. I think you will thank us. You'll be so glad you did, and that's where you're going to go from then on, as I did 43 years ago. I went once, and I've been going for 43 years. Ballas Dental Care, the corner of Ballas and Clayton Roads. BallasDentalCare.com.
All kinds of issues out there traffic-wise. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Yeah, but it is starting to get better now. They're still diverting traffic off at Arsenal, but the accidents at Gasconade, all lanes are open there. They still have the ramp partially blocked with an accident onto Gasconade, and then the accident before 4500 South Broadway is off on the right shoulder. But once again, they have not reopened the highway. and traffic is being diverted at Arsenal. There is an accident on southbound 270, just a little bit south of Ladue. That was in the right lane. They moved it off to the right shoulder, but traffic is jammed north of Dorset, and then it stopped and go all the way down through Doherty Ferry. Slow from that point all the way to Tesson Ferry. Now, a lot of people bailing out on Broadway and on Gravois because of the earlier accident on 55. Southbound Gravois really jamming up from downtown to about McKenzie. And then don't forget, they've got one lane down, the right lane down in each direction. They're kind of using that as a parking lot or parking for parking because of the wake for Officer Snyder that's at Kutus. So they have the right lane down in each direction between Valcour and Laclede Station. Other traffic, we've got stop-and-go traffic on westbound 44 between Big Bend and Highway 270. It's also slow from Jefferson through Kings Highway. We have eastbound 270, that's running slow. McDonald through New Florissant, northbound 170, pretty well jammed up between Natural Bridge up through Airport Road. This report brought to you by the Ectrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. You want the best for your children, especially when they're not feeling well. The Ectrogen Temporal Scanner takes your child's temperature quick and accurately. Pick one up at your local club, warehouse, or other fine retailers. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, "Hey, I've been thinking about you." Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, "Hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty, and I couldn't believe how clean it was." That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from chronic knee pain, lower back pain, shoulder pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, then we have important information for you. There are now non-surgical options that can dramatically improve the quality of your life with stem cell regenerative therapy. Stem cell therapy is making revolutionary progress in treating people who are historically resistant to traditional treatment options. Learn more about non-surgical stem cell therapy from Dr. Kyle Longo, D.C. Dr. Longo is having a free educational seminar that you won't want to miss. Dr. Longo will teach you how stem cell therapy can help relieve chronic pain. This free seminar will be held on Wednesday, October 19th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, October 22nd at 1 p.m. at the Marriott West Hotel, 660 Maryville Center Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63141. Find out how Dr. Longo's stem cell therapy is right for you. This is a first-come, first-served free seminar, and spots will fill quickly. Hurry. Call 1-800-684-5908 to reserve your spot today. That's 1-800-684-5908. Call 800-684-5908 now.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are searching for temporary file clerk scanners for our facility. Candidates need clerical and medical records experience in both numeric and alphabetical file systems. On October 13th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., we will be hosting a hiring event at the Jefferson Barracks Auditorium. Bring your resume to this event. Call 314-894-6620 with any questions. The VA healthcare system, healthcare for heroes.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Missouri, we believe information is the key to making healthcare more affordable. That's why we created a variety of exclusive tools designed specifically for your employees. Mobile apps, websites, and dedicated customer service teams here to give your employees the powerful information they need to make better healthcare decisions, get the most from their benefits, and decrease their out-of-pocket costs and yours. Call Anthem today at 314-923-4635 to learn more.
Call us first. If you're thinking about refinancing or moving, call Vincent Mortgage first. Knowing up front what you can afford opens up a world of options. Let us help you find out in as little as 8 days. Rates are still at historic lows. So if you're looking to buy a home or pay off debt, you got to call now. 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
Hunters, visit G&W Meat for your deer processing. That's G&W Meat and Bavarian Style Sausage Company. G&W processes each deer separately, so the venison you get back is from your deer.
Hello, St. Louis. This is John Londoff, Jr. Political ads, robocalls, 24-hour news cycle. They make listening to an old car guy from North County seem pretty good, right? Well, take a break from the political clutter and check out our great deals. Sparks only $9,100. Cruze only $14,700. Camaro's only $21,500. Are you kidding me? Visit us at the intersection of Highway 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit or 24/7 at Londoff.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Almost half of all Americans are forced to retire unexpectedly. Could you be next? This week on America's Wealth Management Show, discover how to retire on your terms.
America's Wealth Management, Saturday at 11 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Mike Ladad with the Diamond Family, and I'm here to tell you about a moving sale you don't want to miss. My family's been in the jewelry industry since 1978, and the time has come for us to build our jewelry heaven. In order to do so, we have to move all in-stock jewelry. Loose diamonds, diamond studs, engagement rings, estate jewelry, all of it is already marked down 40 to 70% off. We'd love to welcome you down to get a great deal. We're located at the intersection of Baxter and Manchester Road, just west of 141 in Manchester in the Lafayette Center. Stop by anytime and pick up a great deal, or visit us online at thediamondfam.com.
At Subway, Wednesday is Turkey Breast Day. Today's 350 6-inch sub of the day. A great sub for a great price. There's a different 350 6-inch sub every day, only at Subway.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, is an app, and it's STL Taxi, and it works, and it's free. And happy 70th birthday to Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
That's me.
That's you, Bill.
Oh, wait a minute. That's me.
Oh, wait, that's me. That's right. It is you. Yeah. How are you?
I'm well. How are you all this afternoon?
Great.
Good. I like to hear that. Well, talk show host Geraldo says that he has more embarrassing tapes of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And you know they're embarrassing because they feature Geraldo.
Yeah.
So that's... Oh. And we nearly had another Hillary Clinton health scare yesterday.
Oh, no.
That she was nearly passing out on stage. And then, actually, it just turned out she wasn't passing out. She was on stage with Al Gore, and he had put her to sleep. So that's not really her fault.
He can do that.
Yeah.
I mean, could you find a more boring person to bring up on stage during a campaign than Al Gore?
Yes,
I mean,
and he has a show here.
Now, see, you can't.
Oh, I know. That was mean. I'm sorry. Did I ruin his bit?
No, you kind of ruined what I was doing.
Oh, boy, I'm sorry. I edited it out.
No, I guess it's beyond editing. Really.
That sorry, was extremely Bill. Mean to do to
just
Bill.
Suck the air out of the room.
Thank you, Al.
Well, you know, I'll do it tomorrow on y'all for everybody to forget about it.
Yeah.
We'll do, how about that?
No, they will. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Unbelievable. And finally, this afternoon.
I never would have said anything like that.
That was Al Gore, in case you're wondering what Dan's doing.
Yeah, I was wondering who that was.
That was everybody else.
Well, an 80-year-old man is in college trying to get his degree in art. That's a nice story. Yeah, he said he's just like any other art major, which means after graduation, he'll be moving back in with his mom and dad. Which may prove difficult. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Hey, and Tim Weiland called me just a minute ago and said that all lanes are open on southbound 55.
Who's Tim Weiland?
He's our traffic guy. He does traffic for us, fills people in on
problems.
You
just slipped into Jack Nicholson just
now. I did?
Yeah. That's one of the that's what happens when you're multi-talented like that.
Oh.
Sometimes you can't help but slip into one of the characters.
Wow.
All right, now maybe if I just catch him off guard and he didn't have a chance to think about it. Okay, do Barney Fife right now. Go ahead, don't think about it, just do it.
Hey, everybody!
He has completely lost it. All the others are still intact, but Barney's gone.
Man,
Brokaw's still
what happened?
There.
My allergies. I think my allergies have screwed things up.
Yeah, well, we're going to miss him because that was...
I'll work on him again. I'm going
to
work on
please
him.
Please do. My wife was supposed to go into Good Feet today. I don't know if she had time to do it or not, but she called me and she goes, hey, the Good Feet store on Olive... Do you have any clout there? Do you know anybody there? And I said, no, I don't. You going like anybody else, and you tell them what's hurting, and blah, blah, blah. I said, I don't, and I don't because I haven't been in there for a while. I haven't needed to. That's how effective the inserts are, the art supports that I got. I didn't need to go back. They're still working. So I'll find out if she went in, and I forgot what she said was bothering her, because when wives talk, who listens?
Right.
Not me. Right. Pay any attention. She tried to explain what was going on with her foot, and I just, I got a good feet. Don't bother me. I'm busy. I'm trying to read the paper. So I'll find out what that was all about, and you, too, should find out. If you're having pain, especially plantar fasciitis, that's the number one reason that people go in there. It could be other foot pain. It could be calf, knee, hip. Back pain, headaches even. A lot of times the fix is in a slight modification in the way you stand, the way you walk. And they'll be happy to see if they have what you need. And if they do, wow. You found what you were looking for on Olive west of 270, Caddy Corner across from Friday's, and in Shiloh, Illinois, Green Mountain Road across from Dearburg's, or goodfeetstlouis.com. Don't go away. Playhouse coming up, 5 o'clock. Big 5.